Thousands of college students in North Carolina are making alternate living and learning plans as COVID clusters are forcing schools to go all online. UNC Chapel Hill made that decision last week. Erin Batten Hicks is a sophomore and is exploring her options.
I moved into my dorm just 16 days ago. This weekend, I moved out.
Time to start packing.
I spent the entire summer weighing the pros and cons of coming back to campus in the middle of a pandemic. In the end, it was my mom who eventually convinced me I'd be happier at UNC, in my own space. We'd spent months sitting across the kitchen table from one another on Zoom calls in the spring. She knew I really don't do well with online classes, so I took her advice and I started packing for my sophomore year at Carolina. In this box over here, I have some laundry detergent, a comforter, and my tea kettle. Among the boxes, I packed 8 masks and a measly bottle of hand sanitizer. My coworker Mackenzie Beatty moved in too, and she also brought a bunch of masks, one for every day of the week.
This is probably my favorite one, and I have 2 of these. And then I've got this butterfly one. It's very cute, it's got butterflies. And this one is really breathable too.
Kenzie and I are taking this virus very seriously.
I was scared to come back to campus, and I didn't really know if I wanted to come back to campus. It was more of, I'm bad at online classes. I can't do online classes. Mentally, I couldn't do fully online classes, especially like being home and stuff. Not that home is bad, but, you know, parents.
Yeah, parents. Plus, our return to campus also meant having a job and being around friends. Even just an occasional walk with a friend outside, wearing masks, 6 feet apart, that'd be worth it. And for a few days, it still felt very doable. But things started changing fast. Almost immediately after moving in, 2 out of Kenzie's 3 hybrid classes moved fully online, and we were both constantly worried about COVID exposure. Even before the alerts. Cluster at Granville Towers. Cluster at Sigma Nu Fraternity. Cluster at Hinton James Residence Hall. Cluster. Cluster. A week into classes, there were already 200 cases of COVID-19 at UNC. The emergency notifications kept coming, and I was freaking out. My friend Sam Minnick is a sophomore at Carolina, just like me.
I think my initial reaction was, well, I expected that. Definitely expected that. So I guess it didn't shock me as much because I was like, I knew that would happen. Like, I wasn't even a little bit surprised. A little scared, but not surprised.
Sam and I work in the UNC Student Stores Cafe, which is in the pit, the center of campus. Tour guides love to mention that if you stand in the pit for 24 hours, you're guaranteed to see every Tar Heel student. Every day, Sam and I saw big groups of freshmen sitting outside at the tables without wearing masks.
Honestly, every time I have to go through the first floor, I'm like, no, 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 don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me, step away, like just trying to slide back, like to clock in. I'm like sliding past like customers, and I'm like, don't touch me, please.
It didn't take long until the university said we had to leave campus. Even if it's my mom's kitchen, at least I have somewhere I can go right now, which isn't the case for a lot of kids who are still figuring out their plan B. I'm not getting my hopes up anytime soon about the next time it will be safe to actually get back to Carolina.
I think at this point, I can't see a point in the future where everything's going to go back to normal. Like, I think a lot of people are thinking this is going to be over soon. But I can't think ahead and feel like I can securely say this is going to be over in the next year or 2 years. Like, I feel like this has become a normal.
For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Erin Batten Hicks.